This is the Catskills News Pod. I'm Mike Sakel with timely conversations for Sullivan and the Catskills. Today we're talking about New Hope Community, a not-for-profit human services organization providing support to individuals with intellectual and other developmental disabilities. Always a pleasure to talk about New Hope and the many great things they do here in our community. And with me is Janae Myers. She is a Director of Development for New Hope Community, one of our newest members of New Hope, and welcome. I understand we're actually recording this on Giving Tuesday, and we'll be talking a little bit about that. But it is also, in fact, a six-month anniversary for Janae. So welcome. Happy anniversary, I guess. Good to see you.
Thank you so much. It's great to see you, too, and I appreciate being here with you.
Well, we always like to get together around the holiday season and talk about the many aspects of New Hope Community, your mission, and of course how you impact the community, and you work with so many partners here in our community. So first of all, I think most people here in Sullivan County would know New Hope Community. You mentioned the name, you know about it, but if somebody didn't, if you're kind of introducing yourself, what would you tell us about New Hope Community?
New Hope Community has been empowering lives of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities for nearly 50 years. So we're very excited to celebrate that anniversary next year. And we're providing person-centered supports and services to foster independence, personal growth, and choice.
And now, of course, one of the things that we're really focused on today is the role of the foundation. And of course, we're talking about donors. We're talking about all the many opportunities that people have to sort of unite with New Hope and be a part of it. So speak to me about the foundation as it relates to New Hope.
Absolutely. Thank you. So as we just talked about, the independence, the personal growth, the choice, these are all things that the foundation supports through the support of our donors. So the foundation bridges the gap between our Medicaid funding and the unique programs that make New Hope so exceptional. We have Hope Farm, we have equine therapy, athletics, arts. This year we have a new sensory room development that we're working on. So these are all things, programs and supports that are outside of that Medicaid funding that are funded by our donors.
Right. So this is the time of year, of course, you reach out into the community. And are we talking individual donors? Is there a large portion of your donors that are foundation-based or maybe community members that are linked with New Hope and are part of that donor system?
So what's so nice is we have a collection of every type of donor out there, whether it's an individual, whether it's an organization, a foundation. We have our community partners, like you had mentioned before. That's something that is so wonderful, special about New Hope Community is that we really do partner with the larger Sullivan County community as well.
Sure.
There
are many businesses that are really ongoing supporters of yours too, and that's part of the donations as well.
Hey, that's why we're here.
Yeah, really, yeah. Talk about that a little bit.
So really how New Hope began is community-based and a need to support our community. It's how we continue to grow is to partner with our community. Some of the things that we do that support our community, our Hope Farm program provides the produce back into the community at the end of the year. So last year we turned back about 11,000 pounds of produce back into the community, I believe.
Wow.
It was.
Yeah.
Another thing that's coming up actually is our community outreach dinner. So as we partner with the larger community, one thing that we're doing is preparing 560 meals, feeding 140 families of four in the Sullivan County community. And to do that, we're partnering with other businesses within our community to be able to prepare those meals and give that food back.
That's an incredible outreach. It really is. And the holiday season also brings other events, too. Don't you have other things that are going on during the holidays?
This year, every year, we do an adopt-a-child program. And so for the holidays, we adopted 70 children. So our staff receive wish lists from a number of children, and our staff adopt those children and get gifts off of those wish lists.
That's terrific. Yeah. So back to donations, because I think that's really a big part of what we're talking about here, especially during the holiday season. Your year-end appeal is going on right now. And how does that work? How can people get involved?
So our year-end appeal launched on November 1st, and we actually shared a short story, which I can share with you now as well. But I want you to imagine standing in the locker room at Highmark Stadium, where football legends have prepared for their biggest moments. And this year, it was Rob's turn. At the Special Olympics New York Buffalo Bowl, he threw the pass of a lifetime, making a dream come true with a game-winning touchdown. This experience was funded by our donors. So when we receive donations and when we receive support from our donors, from our community, these are the experiences that we are able to make possible. Whether it's the recreational outings or the essential accessibility upgrades, the donations are really supporting that independence, choice, and personal growth that are so essential to everybody.
Well, that is a tremendous experience. And I know Special Olympics this year was really, really quite an event, not just regionally, but you know, internationally, and that sounds like a really, really quite an experience for Rob. So that's a great story to hear. Tell us a little bit about the upcoming events. You know, we briefly mentioned the 50th anniversary. That's a real milestone for New Hope Community. A lot of changes over the past 50 years. Here you are now. You're planning on some events for the 50th anniversary. Tell us about some of those.
We want everybody to mark their calendars for November 14th, 2025. We have our 50th anniversary gala. And so this is going to really mark a monumentous milestone for us, celebrating five decades of empowering the lives of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And we're very excited to be gearing up for that event and other celebratory events with our donors, our families, our supporters, and really focusing on the people, the moments and the people that have made these past 50 years possible and what's to come in the next 50.
Well, that is certainly something to think about. We've got some time to plan, but certainly going to be quite an event, I'm sure. This is a real, real milestone for New Hope Community. I know you also put out invitations to, you know, partners for the many community initiatives. Perhaps somebody is listening right now and might think about getting involved. How does that work?
We have a number of ways to get involved, whether it's through donations, sponsorships, volunteer opportunities, different ways to partner and bring experiences to the people supported at New Hope Community. So I would just ask that anybody listening who has an opportunity to or an interest to reach out to me, you can do so at 845-241-2845 or my email, jmyers@newhopecommunity.org.
That's terrific. And I know you have a number of platforms where people can get more information. New Hope Community is available, of course, on Facebook, Instagram.
Absolutely.
What are some of the other socials that you're on?
We're basically on every social. You can find us at New Hope 1975. And I encourage listeners to visit New Hope Community website, www.newhopecommunity.org. Follow us on social media. You'll learn more about our impactful stories, learn about our programs, find ways to contribute, find ways to get involved.
What would you say is the highlight for 2024 as we wrap up the season?
In the last 6 months.
Okay, for you, for the last 6 months. But seriously, I was just, as we wrap up here, thinking about, you know, it's that time of the year where we all kind of look back.
I can tell you some of the impact moments that we've had from the foundation's perspective.
Sure, sure, yeah.
So this year we've planned and strategically built our first personalized sensory room in one of our homes. And we held our first gala for people supported at New Hope. And this was specifically for people supported at New Hope. So a celebration for them, of them. We held our New Hope Knights Athletics Gala this year. We're looking for that to be an annual event as well. Next year, New Hope artists are going to be featured in a local art exhibit. So we are continuing to partner with our community and welcome those supports.
You have a number of fundraising activities coming up as well. So talk to me a little bit about that.
We are very excited to be holding our 15th annual Wallace Berkowitz Cup golf outing on May 12th. And we are welcoming our new golfers this year. So if anybody's interested, we are very excited to welcome you. Come join us. We'll be golfing at the West Hills Golf Club in Middletown.
Terrific. Well, again, just a tremendous 2024. Always great to think about the many, many new features and developments, and also a great time to think about donating to New Hope Community. So again, visit online, check out the website. The website again, Janae?
NewHopeCommunity.org/donate.
Easy to find. And there is a lot of information and a lot of great photos, and just you'll get a feel for all the great things that New Hope Community offers to our community here in Sullivan County. Janae Myers, Director of Development, New Hope Community. Thank you so much. Have a great holiday.
Thank you so much. You too.
This is Mike Sickell. Thanks for listening to the Catskills News Pod. Remember to subscribe, and I'll be back soon with more conversations wherever you get your podcasts and at radiobold.com.